Tomorrow, 29 for Saturday. Right now, 19 in Ottawa.
And Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher. You can read written reviews, live885.com. Click on the startup engine. And every couple of weeks, we talk to Jim and get some audio reviews. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How do you like the Mazda Speed 3?
Well, I love the Mazda 3. I mean, the Mazda 3 is a wonderful car. The Mazda Speed is basically taking, you know, the zoom and just writing it in capital letters. It's the same car, only better. It's a hot 3, basically.
This is a turbo model, right?
That's right. It's a 2.3-liter engine. It's still a four-cylinder, but it's turbocharged, so it cranks out about 263 horsepower.
Wow.
And 280 foot-pounds of torque. That's as opposed to, I think it's around 180 for the for the regular Mazda 3. So this one moves along with all possible dispatch, you might say.
Right. And
it goes like hell.
And compared to previous models, how does this differ?
Well, of course, it's a new generation of three, which, other than that silly tow-mater grin up at the front, is a really nice car.
Right.
And actually, on my test version of the Mazda Speed, it was black, and the grille is more blacked out, so that's kind of minimized. Although other colors, it isn't as much.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, the big difference, just other than between the generations of cars, is the torque steer. The last generation of the Mazda Speed 3 had such torque steer that you would step on the gas and start heading immediately for the ditch.
So
you'd kind of hang on for dear life and hope for the best. I'm exaggerating a bit, of course, but
yeah.
It was kind of like that. But this one, I didn't notice that at all with this one. It just goes and then says, you know, well, what else you got?
Wow. That's pretty impressive. What else is in its class? What's the price tag on this? And does it win that class?
I would say it does win the class. There's nothing really, I would say, that's as hot like this. I mean, you could look at, we talked a few weeks ago about the Kia Optima.
Right.
Now, that's not really a sporty car, but it is around the same horsepower, a turbocharged four-cylinder engine.
Right.
So there's that. But, I mean, it depends. I mean, Mazdas are always a blast to drive. And this zoom thing has become a cliche, but it's actually true. But anyway, the car starts for just under $30,000, so that's, pretty cheap thrills.
Nice. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. More with Jim in just a moment on the Live 88.5 Startup.
No rain, not even a cloud in sight at the moment. 19 in the capital.
Hey, gonna feel like a Calgary summer's day.
Okay.
No humidity.
Yeah, that's true.
I love it. Our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, on with the startup this morning with his audio auto reviews. What's next, Jim?
Well, we're going to talk about the Chrysler 200. It's their new smaller car, smaller on the outside anyway.
Right.
And it's actually a pretty good value for what you're paying.
What is the... this is totally new. So was there anything close to it in the Chrysler lineup before?
Well, I guess you'd be looking at the Dodge versions anyway. I'm not sure about the Chrysler lineup, but the Avenger,
right.
that sort of car, you know. This one, actually, it's a perfect vehicle for Doctor Who. he goes around a TARDIS that's bigger on the inside than the outside.
And right.
Travels through time and space. Well, this car is very trim on the outside. It's kind of cute. It's not really... it's not really going to get a lot of second glances because it's pretty staid, I guess.
Right.
But you get inside and it suddenly feels like a much larger car. It's just like the TARDIS, bigger on the inside and the outside. Unfortunately, that comes back to bite you because it also drives like a larger car. I mean, it's well appointed. I mean, I had mine was the Limited model, and it pretty well had everything you could want in it, and it still tipped the scale at just around $31,000. So I mean that's a lot of stuff for what you're getting. That's even, in some ways a better value than that Kia Optima we were talking about earlier and again a few weeks back. I don't think it's as good a car as the Kia, but my big problem with it as far as driving it goes, just it has such a soft suspension. It's like a time machine back to the old land barges of the 60s, which is too bad because other than that, it's a really nice car.
So who would this appeal to then? Who do you think would buy this car or should buy this car?
That's a really good question. I don't know, I would think it would be probably aimed at an older class. So, probably
right.
somebody like me who wants to get a reasonably small car that's still decent performance. I mean, it's got a 6 in it and it's 283 horsepower. So it drives, it goes just fine. But yeah, it does feel more like an older person's car, and I'm not sure. Anyway, I haven't seen a lot on the road. One thing I thought was kind of funny, but it was the font they chose for 200, because my first look at it, I thought, hey, it's a Chrysler Zoo.
Well, maybe that's what we'll call it from now on.
Could be. It's a real animal act. Actually, you know, I thought I was going to hate it, and I didn't hate it, and that's probably a plus.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the time, as always.
My pleasure.
All right, and you can find Jim's writing at live885.com. Click on the startup engine. It's 8:41.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Eastbound on the 417 this morning.